This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. The case involving three men accused of being involved in a Casper liquor store robbery is moving forward in court. K2 Radio's Kevin Coyle has more on the story.
A judge has ruled that there is probable cause for prosecutors to pursue charges of aggravated robbery and conspiracy charges against 30-year-old Pete White. Meanwhile, 20-year-old Shannon Mayers and 20-year-old Arthur Brown have waived their preliminary hearings on charges of aggravated robbery and aggravated assault. Police say last month, Mayers and Brown robbed Moonlight Liquor on East 12th Street at gunpoint, then went to White's home a few blocks away, where they were provided with a change of clothing and a ride home by White. Mayers was arrested a week later on an unrelated shoplifting incident. Eventually, he and Brown admitted to investigators about their part in the robbery and claimed White gave them a semi-automatic handgun. White admitted to officers that he provided transportation to Brown and Mayer on different occasions and that the other two were at his home before and after the robbery, but did not know anything about it until later and denied having any connection to the weapon used. All three are being held on bond awaiting trial. Reporting from Casper, I'm Kevin Coyle.
Women veterans are the fastest growing minority in the military. Over 5,000 women in Wyoming have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. On May 18th, women veterans are invited to attend a free event at the Casper Event Center from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Authors and cable news analysts Liz Cheney, Kayla Williams, and Vernice Flygirl Armor will be the keynote speakers. For more information and to register, go to wypowwow.com.
A federal jury took just over an hour on Thursday to convict an Australian man who says he robbed a bank in Wyoming so he could give money to the homeless. Acting as his own attorney, 40-year-old Corey Donaldson presented no evidence in the case. For Wyoming Radio News, Friday morning edition, I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.